Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel, the Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is ideal for a great feed and a great bar with a great atmosphere. It really is. Go for a walk along the Strand, along the beautiful beach in Portmarnock, and then pop back in here on your way home. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we also recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Have a listen to this message from a listener who doesn't want to be identified, and I think you'll understand why in just a moment. I live in an estate in Bray, and there's a family across from my house, and I regularly hear the mother and father shouting at each other. I can hear them calling each other all sorts, sometimes even calling each other C-U-N-T's, while their kids are in the house. Their little boy sometimes plays with my daughter, they're both six, and yesterday, when they were out playing in the front garden, my daughter came running into me in tears because she said the little boy called her a stupid, useless bitch. And then told her that because she's a woman, she has to do what he says because the men are in charge and that he can teach her a lesson if she doesn't. This is out of the mouth of a six-year-old, by the way. I'm concerned that there is abuse going on in his home by his father. Where does a six-year-old even come up with that? I literally had goosebumps when he told me, when she told me, her daughter that is, my husband is telling me to butt out, but I want to report them to the guards or to someone. These kids need to be taken away. What should I do? And that's from a lady who, as I said, doesn't want to be identified other than the fact that she lives in Bray. We do know the part of Bray that she lives in, but it's kind of irrelevant, to be quite honest with you, at this point. Katie, you were horrified when we got this, understandably.
I actually had tears in my eyes. Like, that's horrific for a six-year-old. Like, that poor child. And okay, if it was that child talking to my child, I wouldn't be too fond of, you know, the child, my kid being around that kid again. But the bigger picture, that's, I find it incredibly sad that a six-year-old would come out with something like that. It's not the language, it's the tone, that the man is in charge, that he can teach a lesson. I have a five-year-old and he wouldn't even know what that means, to teach someone a lesson.
So he called this girl, and they're both six again, he called this girl a stupid, useless bitch, and then told her that because she's a woman, she has to do what he says because the men are in charge and that he can teach her a lesson if she doesn't.
Six.
Yeah, it's shocking.
I find that absolutely, when I read that message first, when you sent it on to me this morning, I mean it when I had goosebumps. I felt sick reading it because it is the bigger picture. Okay, to a lot of people, this might not seem like a big deal, but if a six-year-old is coming out with
something. It is a big deal.
The amount of people who are saying, mind your own business, even on Facebook, it's people use bad language. And even down to the parents calling each other cunts in front of the child. Your kid.
It's not against the law.
No, it's not against the law. But your child
like
gets,
you're hardly going to ring Tusa because said the word cunt.
No, not that. But your kid gets only a few short years at being a child and having innocence and having their childhood. If you cannot be mature enough and adult enough and decent enough to protect your kid from that shit, from your own personal shit, then maybe you shouldn't have kids. It's disgusting and despicable.
No, I agree with you that it is disgusting and despicable. But what's this woman to do? She has no proof that there is any physical abuse going on in this home. Okay, all she has is that she has heard the mother and father shouting at each other. Whoop-de-doo. Jeez, I shouted at my wife a few weeks ago.
A child does not just say something like that. This isn't like kids turn around and being like, you know, they might hear fuck off, or they might say a bold word. A boy said a bold word. This has an undertone to it, a really sinister,
it's still though
worrying,
it still though
undertone.
Doesn't prove anything. Yeah, okay. He didn't lick it off a stone. He didn't lick it off a stone. He did hear it somewhere. Yes, you're dead right. But the question is, what should be done about this? Can she do anything? Because there. Nothing really. She doesn't have any proof that anything has happened here. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Our number is 085 825 2626. And as I said, Katie, there is no proof that she has done anything, that these parents have done anything wrong.
I think it's monkey see, monkey do. I think a child picks this up from somewhere. And I would be really concerned for the welfare of the mother if that's the tone that's been used in the house. I don't know what the answer is because, like you say, you can't prove it. But I find that message just disturbing and extremely upsetting.
I'm not denying that. I'm not doubting that. It is upsetting. It is disturbing. But does it prove anything? Does it prove
it
that there is
that there's something? We're getting messages.
Physical violence going on in this house.
Look, we've got three messages here from people who are all saying they know.
And by the way, we're not identifying the estate.
We're not saying the estate.
And I'll tell you the reason that we're not.
It doesn't matter.
The reason we're not identifying the estate is it's actually quite a small estate.
Yeah.
And we're not prepared to narrow it down,
but
okay?
We're getting messages from people in the same estate who also hear shouting regularly.
Again, it's not illegal to hear shouting.
It's child abuse.
How is it child abuse?
For
a child to witness shouting?
No, shouting, that's whatever bit of shouting. Everybody has their disagreements. People get heated up. That's not the issue. If you are calling, regularly screaming at your partner in front of your kids and calling them cunts at the top of your voice and not even crying.
No, I agree that it's not ideal. However, has anything illegal happened here?
The tone would say to me that there's something going on in the house. Absolutely. Toosla, I wouldn't bother with Toosla. There's more kids seem to go missing all the time.
What do you do?
I would, myself personally, I'd probably try and befriend the mother, see if I could, you know, see if she's all right, or ring the guards. I couldn't turn a blind eye to something like that.
Ring the guards. I heard our neighbours shouting at each other.
It's not about
that. The guards aren't even going to bother their arse.
It's not about that. It's about the tone of what the kid is saying. And if they're calling each other, if that's what they're doing, loudly calling each other, imagine what's going on behind the closed doors when the windows aren't open and nobody can hear.
All right.
If you don't care about your neighbours hearing yourselves calling each other cunts.
Okay, let's kick off this conversation with a WhatsApp voice note from James.
Jesus, a tough situation there when a kid's coming out with stuff like that. I think whatever a parent does with that kid is their own business, and if they get caught, they get caught. But I think one big concern that I have is if the kid's saying that at 6 years old to another little girl, what's he going to be saying when he's 18 and starts meeting a girlfriend of his own? He's just going to bring that behaviour into his own household, into his own family life. I mean, if dad's hitting ma and he thinks that's okay, well, in the future, he's going to think that's okay too.
Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. Well, you've heard the message. This particular family in Bray, mammy and daddy shout at each other a lot. And the young child repeated fairly horrific stuff, like you're a useless bitch and stuff like that. What do you make of this, and what should this lady do?
Well, I'd contact, I don't have much faith into this, but unfortunately there's no kind of other option, Adrian. Contact Toosla and contact the guards, without a doubt. That child is obviously a product of his environment. He's hearing it and he's acting it out. So I'm not worried about the mother. I'm kind of a bit sick and tired of women facilitating children being abused, to be blunt. So, you know, I don't tend to spend much time worrying about people who are willing to live in that situation. But I do worry about kids living in it who've no choice, do you know?
But again, ringing Toosla with, like, zero evidence that, other than you've heard them shouting at each other.
It's very rare that you'd have actual evidence of a child being verbally, emotionally, physically, sexually abused. Every case would start with someone reporting something that just didn't seem right, maybe a teacher or, again, a neighbour or a friend, with just something seeming off, you know. And if there's nothing wrong, well, that's fantastic. But why would you risk leaving a child in that environment? for the sake of a phone call.
But the fact of the matter is, what does the phone call say, Lisa? When you ring, what do you say?
You say that a child is saying extremely inappropriate things, repeat them what was said, and that it would, you know, obviously the child is hearing it somewhere, and that you're a little bit concerned that the child is being brought up in an environment that's dangerous, where he's clearly being at least verbally abused and being taught that he, you know, that way of living, that men are, you know, men rule the roost type of thing.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Lisa. Our number is 085-825-2626. As far as you're concerned, there is enough evidence to at least make a phone call to TUSLA and or the guards.
Of course there is. And, you know, the husband saying, keep quiet and, you know, don't do anything. Adrian, that is so, it's very Catholic Ireland, isn't it? Say nothing, just brush it under the carpet there till the carpet is like Aladdin's rug floating in the air with all the shit brushed under it and no one saying anything. Yeah, people need to open their mouth when a child displays any kind of indication that something's not quite right at home. You have to open your mouth. I don't care who you are, what you are, you know, pull your balls down out your stomach and make the phone call. Or knock at the
and
door.
Like I said, this estate that this couple, this family live in Bray, that we're not naming, we are getting messages here from other people who live in that same estate. They're able to tell us what estate. They know. I mean...
No, I'm not denying that.
That means all the people are aware and no one's doing...
Yeah, imagine turning your...
But sorry, again, Casey, all the people are aware of what? That a couple are shouting at each other.
But if those parents are calling each other cunts like that in front, that's child abuse. That is child abuse.
Where in the law does it state that saying shouting the word cunt is against child abuse?
A child only has a childhood for so long. A few short years. They shouldn't be...
I'm not in any way arguing that this is in any way right, but at what point is it against the law to shout, and what words are banned from shouting? Do you understand the point I'm making?
Something needs to be done, because a child shouldn't have to live like that. A 6-year-old should not have to live to hear his mother and father treating each other like that and speaking to each other like that. That is disgusting.
I'm not arguing that point. I agree that it is disgusting, but I'd love to know where it says in law that you can't call somebody a cunt, and if you do it in front of a child, you should be arrested.
Hang on, there's a lot of things that aren't illegal that should be illegal, you know, and this doing that in front of a child is not right. It is abuse. It's not fair on the kid, and if that's what they're doing...
By the way, Casey, I've heard countless parents cursing in front of their children in pubs and, come over here, you little fucker! I've heard all this. No, is that against the law?
That should be, talking to your kid like that. Yeah.
We had a caller on this show only a couple of months ago who told her child, shut the fuck up, you little cunt. Do you not remember that? No. On air. But is that illegal?
It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. No child should be...
Lisa, I mean, do you understand the point I'm trying to make
parents
here?
Parents should be protecting their kids from this shit.
I do, Adrian, and I understand what Katie's saying as well. I worked with a girl from Canada years ago, and I'll never, ever forget a question she asked me. She couldn't understand why. She said, so many Irish people I've never heard at home address their children as genitalia. And I was like, oh, fuck. Do you know, because that's all she was hearing was people speaking to their kids like that. It's not illegal, but it's not nice, you know. And
okay, but is it bad enough?
No.
Is it bad enough that you need to call TUSLA or the guards? And if so, what are they going to do about it?
I wouldn't call TUSLA or the guards if a kid is saying that, you know, they heard their mammy or daddy calling one another a cunt. That wouldn't be Garda or TUSLA flagging things for me personally. But when a child is saying things like, you know, that he'll kick her in the whatever and he'll, you know, that, in other words, men rule the domain.
Yeah, I spoke to this mother off air.
Know about it.
I spoke to this mother off air, the one who sent the message, and she said that she couldn't put it all, she only thought of it after. But apparently the child turned around and said to a 6-year-old, turned around and said, I'll kick you in the pussy. A 6-year-old.
No, I'm again.
Where does a 6-year-old, for my son and my kids, a pussy means a cat?
I'm not arguing the point at all.
It's a parent's job to protect your kids. If you are doing that around your kids, and if you're letting your kids live like that, you're not protecting them, and that is abuse.
Again, Katie, we've all heard it. I have heard parents screaming at their kids in shops, in pubs, in restaurants. Shut up, you little cunt!
It's emotional.
I've heard it.
That's emotional abuse.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Liam. You're on Opinions Matter. Liam, how are you?
I'm all good, Adrian. How are you? And how are you doing?
Not a bother, thanks, Liam. Well, Liam, what did you want to say on this? What should be done here? This lady who contacted us about the sort of stuff that's coming out of this six-year-old's mouth, what should be done here?
Well, Adrian, to be honest, I think you're missing the bigger picture on this. You know, like, yeah, you could, you know, say, oh, he's just calling, or she's just calling the child a little cunt or something like that. But at the end of the day, look at the language the child has used against another girl. No six-year-old ever naturally learns to use language like that and say things to her like that. You know, that's clearly a sign that there's something else going on in that house. It's not just about parents screaming. It's about what the child is learning. And it doesn't matter if they're not screaming directly at the child. What they're doing is they're screaming, the child's in a dangerous environment. For all we know, it could get physical. I'm not going to say it is because we don't know that. But in situations like that, you know, the child is still in that household. The child is picking up these things.
No, and again, I agree. I agree. It is horrible for a child to witness and to hear stuff like this. This woman who contacted us has no evidence at all of any violence in this house, other than she has heard the mother and father shouting at each other. That's all we have here.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that it is physical. I specifically said that. But, you know, it's not just about physical abuse, it's not just about sexual abuse. Emotional abuse is just as valid as any other type of abuse. And if it's going on in the household, whether it's being targeted directly at the child or at the mother, the child is still in that environment that has to grow up with that. And that is something that is going to affect them in the long term. It's something that will have a long, you know, emotional consequence on the child going forward. Because imagine now he goes forward into school, and, you know, he's getting older and he's picking fights with the girls in school and all. Imagine the horrible things he'd be saying to them. He's learning that behaviour. He's picking that up off the parents. I don't think it's very wrong for anyone to be concerned about that.
Concerned, yes. I'm concerned. Hearing that story of a six-year-old saying to another six-year-old, you're a stupid, useless bitch, and that you're going to have to do what I say because men are in charge, that is very concerning. I agree, it is of concern. My question, though, is what can be done here? Because is it illegal to shout? No, it's not. I'm sorry.
It's abuse. It is abuse. A six-year-old.
So arrest everybody who uses bad language in front of their child.
A six-year-old. No. There's a difference between using bad language in front of your child and letting a bit of bad language drop and referring your kid to your child as a cunt. That's disgusting. And anybody who does that, you shouldn't have kids.
Again, I am not arguing that it is disgusting. But
a six-year-old is a baby.
Are we now getting to the stage that we're dictating to people the words that they can use?
A six-year-old can't speak up for themselves, especially a six-year-old in a position like this. This sounds like a vulnerable situation. It sounds like a very volatile situation. It sounds like he's in a vulnerable and volatile situation. And it seems that nobody else is sticking up for the child. So somebody needs to.
Again.
Sorry,
Aiden. Yeah, sorry, go on, Liam. Yeah, go on.
I just want in there and say, right, I come from a background of, you know, working in childcare before. I've done it from as young as since I was 17 for a good few years. I worked with kids. So I've done the required child protection and everything that SOSA provides for it. And one of the big things that you're taught when you're doing that child protection is, you know, to look out for the subtle details. You know, sometimes a child might outright say it to you that something's going on in the house, and that's okay. That has to be taken seriously. But if you have genuine reason, you know, to think that there's abuse in the household, you know, you should, you're not wrong for bringing it up with someone. Now, to be honest, I don't think it's very fair on the child if you jump the gun right away and call TOSA without, you know, explicit evidence of something going on.
And again, other than what the young fella said, and other than the fact that this lady has overheard this couple shouting at each other, that's as far as the evidence goes.
Yeah, but it shows the behaviour that child's being taught, Adrian. You know, you have to look at it that way, that if that's what the child's being raised to think in the home, thinking it's all right to call another girl a useless bitch and say that he's going to teach her a lesson. Do you think that's not a reflection of what's going on at home?
I do. Absolutely, I do. It is a sign of perhaps what's going on, or it's a sign of what they're being exposed to on television or on video games or something else other than mammy and daddy.
But that's not true.
A message here from someone who's claiming to know this same family. And they've just told me something from their point of view that they've witnessed. And this is horrific. It might not be illegal. None of this is okay. We don't know if obviously if things are physical, that's illegal. But even this, what it says in this, I'm going to see if I can get them on. Illegal or not, this is absolutely, it's disturbing. It is disturbing. And it's very distressing to read this, to think that a six-year-old is being exposed to something like this. I'm going to try and get them on if you want to just go back to the
Okay, but let me, actually, let me play this WhatsApp voice note that came in to us just before we started recording today from Claire.
I strongly believe that this is a difficult one. However, if you firmly believe that there is abuse going on, then you should report to social services to be investigated. As if you were correct and there was abuse going on and you didn't do anything and something serious was to happen, you would never forgive yourself. If anyone said that to my six-year-old, it would be reported straight away. Bless you. Sorry. That is a threat and you have to believe your kids first. I would also strongly advise to keep your daughter away from these people unsupervised by a trusted adult. Far many kids get abused these days in many ways and majority of abusers get away as a lot feel it's best to butt out to avoid confrontation when in fact it's best to protect the kids and speak up for them. Please, good luck, and please, if this lady feels like she wants to message, rant or talk to me, she's well able to. I don't mind. And I enjoy looking back to the listening back to the show later on. Bye.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martin, you believe that people should mind their own business here?
Mind their own fucking business, Adrian, and get on with their own lives. Look after their own children. If there's a problem, the guys will intervene at some stage. The school will let them know. It's not up to the nosy fucking neighbour.
The guards
won't
intervene.
It's not up to the nosy neighbour, Katie.
No, hang on, hang on.
You know this shit now. It's a nosy old neighbour now.
The guards won't intervene unless somebody...
because the child said cunt.
The guards won't intervene unless somebody stands up and
says... And the school will intervene.
Something is going on.
If there's a problem.
Something is going on.
Okay.
If there's a problem, the school...
Martin, let me ask you. Do you think it is normal for a six-year-old child to say to their little friend, you're a stupid, useless bitch? Do you think that's normal?
Far from it, Adrian. No, it's not modern. That's not normal, no.
Okay, so we're...
But you do hear kids saying... You know,
What about the other thing that this young fella said, that she is a woman, she has to do what he says because the men are in charge and that he can teach her a lesson if she doesn't? Is that normal?
Well, that's not normal behaviour, no.
So
what will happen is the school, as I say, when he returns to school, if he goes to school, will intervene. And then they will take it from there instead of a nosy neighbour that will get herself into a load of trouble by calling social services on a woman. There's kids out there screaming for social services help. And it's so, so sad that this country should be ashamed of itself.
Okay, but in this case, we're talking about a child that probably does need help, is being exposed to... at least verbal abuse.
But that's not up to the nosy neighbour to tell anybody to go on. Why doesn't the neighbour knock in? Why doesn't she have a set of balls to knock into the woman?
And is that what you think she should do? And say what?
Knock in instead of that. Is everything okay?
Knock in and say what?
Is everything okay?
And the woman says, yes, everything's okay, thanks.
In the message you first sent us, Martin, you said that maybe the woman in the house is being a cunt.
Yeah.
And she deserves to be shouted. Like... So, what, we're just going to normalise?
No, Katie. Some women and men, like in parts of Dublin, some women you do see they're screaming at each other going down the road over money, over whatever, like the parents in front of the children, you know. This generation is just messed up. But I don't think by ringing social services is going to solve anything because they're useless.
But you've already said that you think there's something very abnormal in a six-year-old child saying to...
So why doesn't she have a set of bollocks and knock into the woman next door?
And say what?
Instead of ratting on her.
And say
Do you need help?
Do
you need help?
Okay, Liam, let me go back to you for 1 second. Maybe that's the answer to this, to knock into the neighbour and say, do you need help? Now, the chances are she's going to say no.
Yeah, it's certainly an option.
Better than running on the woman.
It's certainly an option to knock on the door instead, you know. Again, as I said earlier, I don't think it's right to exactly jump the gun straight away, ringing social services, ringing Tusla, ringing anything like that. I don't think that's very fair on the child. I don't think that's right.
Tusla should be called Yulsla, not Tulsla. They should be called Yulsla.
Yeah, now, I'm not going to argue on that, but I suppose, like, yeah, you could have a talk neighbour to neighbour. At the end of the day, it also does involve their own daughter, you know, being talked like that. I suppose, you know, what I have to say is, you know, like, even if there was evidence that, say, the child was being abused in the home, you still think that it would be right to not put in on that and do something about that?
Of course, I'd be saying, if it was one of my fucking neighbours, I'd be saying over the wall.
Okay, but you see, you knock on the door, you say to the neighbour, yeah, is everything okay in this house? And she says,
is everything okay? Or I'll have to call social services. Okay, I'm concerned about the child.
Okay, and the mother says, no, no, everything's grand here. Everything's grand, not a bother, nothing to see here. Then what do you do?
Yeah, but then you switch off and mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, you see, I think the answer you're most likely to get if you're to knock at the door is nothing to see.
Adrian,
nothing to see.
If you did nothing, then
the thing about it is, Katie, there is no point in calling it, and no good shower comes called Tulsa.
Okay, forget about Tulsa for a moment. Forget about Tulsa. Talk about the authorities, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're basically saying, put your head in the sand. Like, I know you said knock in if you have to do something, but you know yourself what's going to happen if you knock in. You know what's going to happen. If you turn, you're calling people nosy. No, what was it you said?
Nosy pastors.
I would say that attitude would make you complicit in child abuse.
What do you mean?
Katie, there
is no evidence of any child abuse here. Can I just tell you again?
I'm sorry, for a six-year-old to cite off that
just
language...
Just because a child comes out with a bit of bad language doesn't mean there's something going on in the home.
No, Martin,
Katie.
No, I have to disagree with you. I disagree.
Katie, look, because all your little kids are angels and don't say a bit of bad language...
They're not angels. My kids are far from angels. They're like any other kids. They'll use a bold word and think they're hilarious.
But a child can pick up language like that anywhere.
I'm in charge. If you don't listen, I will teach you a lesson. No, there's an undertone in that. An undertone that you don't just pick up or come out with at 6 years old.
You hear that in a Dublin bus on a daily basis.
Nosy fucking neighbours. People complicit in child abuse, I would say. Complicit
instead
in
of going, that's all it is, nosy neighbour. If she's that concerned about the child, you go into that neighbour. You knock into that woman instead of going behind her back, getting Tulsa. Because go in and say, listen, I'll ring Tulsa if there's a problem. Well, Yulsa. I'll ring Yulsa on you, you know, instead of being a sneaky bitch and doing it behind a woman's back.
I can't believe what I'm hearing, that you would say somebody is nosy for being concerned.
It's Katie, it's not concerned. Look, hold on a second. Kids come out with this language. I know, like you said what he said, but, like, I've heard worse things said. Like, I've heard, like, a six-year-old saying, I'll blow your head off because they're hearing these things on the TV.
There's an undertone here. Adrian, I'm after asking that person who lives in the same estate to come on. They won't come on. I'm sending you the message that they
said. I'll read it out in a second because Lisa, you want to get back in. You're spitting bullets here. Why?
Well, I'm listening to Martin there and, you know, people like him make steam. They boil my piss. They really do. He's happy to just ignore us and do
How
nothing.
Am I not? You knock into
what
the
are you
woman,
doing then, Martin?
You knock
what
in instead
doing,
of being a rat.
Instead
of being a fucking rat.
Lisa, how is somebody spineless for saying that he would call into the house? He would knock on the door.
Adrian, you know that, and I know that. He sounds like he needed intervention.
And if he knocked,
this is the problem.
If he knocked
Pricks
at the door,
like him.
He's also potentially putting, if there is abuse going on in that house, he's also potentially putting, making a very volatile situation worse. He's putting possibly. Boiling my piss. That's a great
way but you'd rather go to snake you ain't grass on the woman.
You sounds like you needed intervention.
You fucking window licker. You're the wind,
you're
a wind,
you're
a wind,
you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a wind, you're a and you don't open your mouth, then you're part of the fucking problem.
Yeah,
you need to understand that.
You knock into the people and you say, is there a problem here? Can I, or even knock into the woman on his own or
well,
and your man
Martin,
goes off.
Clearly no one knocks at your fucking door. Clearly no one knocks at your door.
Why would you knock at my door?
I'm listening to you.
My
you're fucking damaged,
and say them things.
Something
you know?
Wrong with you if you're okay
even
with
the way,
child
even the way you're speaking to
risk.
Lisa there, myself, calling us window lickers and cunts
window
and bitches.
Licker.
That just...
Sitting looking out the window. Listen to yourself.
What's
listen,
state
you're
am I
in denial.
No,
you're in denial
fairness,
because you seem to be okay
the woman
with a child being left
on the woman.
Hang on,
you're knocking in when
Lisa,
your man's gone off.
Lisa, let's just deal with what he's just said.
Yeah, that
rather than making what he called a sneaky phone call to Tusla or the guards, he would knock on the front door head on and say, is everything all right in this house?
When the man is gone.
And if the woman... And oh, okay, cause, so you wouldn't face the man, you'd go into a woman. You'd go
no,
in as
I
a man.
Like,
no, woman
I, wouldn't
would
like, I wouldn't like to put the woman into a situation where she gets
So if the woman, if you did that, Martin, right, in the Ladybird book that we're living in at the moment, pretend you knock at the door and ask the woman. If she says to you, no, mate, everything is grand, don't worry about it. What are you doing then, Martin? You're going home and having
I'm
a biscuit. What are you doing?
I'm bought out then.
You're putting it because a vulnerable woman who's probably subjected to domestic violence and her kids with her.
But it's up
tell
to that woman to call the police if she's getting
there. It's not
there.
Up to the woman to call. It's up to fucking you and everyone else.
Well,
Lisa,
I could also argue. I could also argue that it is up to that woman if she is being subjected to abuse to report it.
And to report it.
Martin, I think what's more concerning here is you think it's normal or somewhat normal for a 6 year
no
old.
Way.
He didn't say that. In fairness,
no,
he didn't say that.
No,
he said kids come out with stuff. Kids come
they
out.
They come out with all sorts of things, Katie.
They don't come out with that. Not
stop, Katie, will you?
No,
for God's sake.
That's learned.
I haven't heard kids saying worse.
No, oh, stop. Well, then they're hearing it at home because a child does not come out with, I'm the man, I'm in charge, and if you don't listen to me, I'll teach you a lesson. A 6 year old, a baby, as baby's six.
So how do you know he hasn't been watching TV? So how do you know he hasn't been
and
watching
I did say
TV?
That earlier on. How do you know he didn't pick it up from a video game or
the
from some television show?
The fact that they're screaming in the house. That message I just sent you, what haven't you read that
in? It's up to that woman to report.
I'm going
to
read it.
It's up to that woman to report him.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Martin, if you can, please. I will read that message out.
It's horrific.
In just a moment, but I just want to bring in Dave's WhatsApp voice notes.
Hey guys, I was in this exact same position in my last house that I was renting. The people were killing each other next door, throwing each other down the stairs, etc. And what I done was, I let Tulsa know because I could hear the kids screaming, and it all went belly up because they got a copy of the phone call from Tulsa. Somehow, due to the Data Protection or Freedom of Information Act or something like that, and they knew by my accent that it was me, and they made my life absolutely living hell. They ended up getting kicked out. Now, it took me 3 months, but they ended up getting kicked out of the house. Now, we were kind of moving anyway, so we were kicked out, or they were kicked out kind of 2 weeks before we had moved out anyway, but for 3 solid months nearly, they made our life living an absolute nightmare.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Rachel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, I'm good.
Now, Rachel, what do you want to say on this? By the way, I'm going to read out that message from somebody who lives in that estate in Bray in a minute.
It's going to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand, and if it doesn't, then...
Okay, I'll read it out in a second. Sorry, Rachel, what did you want to say?
My blood is absolutely boiling with that fella saying nosy neighbours, because I grew up next to someone going through an even horrific, more horrific than what that 6-year-old is going through, because my neighbour, my age, beaten every single day. She used to come into school showing us the bruises on her, come out when we were playing outside screaming that her mum and dad's throwing her against the wall. Horrible. The name she used to be called, Fat Pig, I'm embarrassed to be seen with you. She grew up to have anorexia because of that.
Oh no, that is awful.
The school was concerned, where I contacted me, they knew we were neighbours. I had recordings of what was going on next door. The walls are paper thin. She was beaten really badly one night and didn't come into school the next day. So
Rachel, at this moment, we have absolutely no evidence at all.
What she's saying is that she could hear the same thing that's been said.
The exact same thing.
She could hear
it.
And it only got worse. Similar. That's horrible.
It got worse as she grew up. This way, my school is Tusla. Turns out the mother who was beating the daughter, her sister-in-law works in Tusla. And that same mother came out screaming to my mum, saying that's been binned, that case has been binned, and you've been put down as nosy neighbours because my sister works there and I've got friends in the force and you can't do nothing.
I would fully support somebody getting to get a grip and get
Again, what you're talking about is even more extreme than what we're hearing here, because we have absolutely we still have no evidence of anything other than shouting.
And do you know what? Shouting is how it starts, but you don't know what's going on behind them closed doors. And I'll tell you something. Every single person that knows this woman, the abuser, thinks she's lovely because they don't know what's going on. A bit of shouting. She'll say to herself, me and my kids fight. Nothing, you know, nothing what no one else does, but I'm telling you now, that's
okay,
how it starts.
So the lady who contacted us, who is concerned about the little boy calling her daughter a stupid, useless bitch, and then because she's a woman, she has to do what he says because the men are in charge and that he can teach her a lesson if she doesn't. What should this woman do? Should she call the guards? Should she call Tusla? Should she knock on the front door of the house? What should she do?
She should be there for that kid, because I'm telling you, that kid has no one in their corner at the moment.
Okay, there you are, Martin. This is about the child. The child has nobody in their corner.
That's bollocks, because I'll tell you why. It's up to Tulsa to step in there. Nobody has to ring them, the school or whoever. Or that woman is in charge of that child. She should go down to the local Gardaí station and say, my partner's a beer. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they just have arguments like folks. Like some people roar and scream themselves every day.
No, there's having arguments. There's having arguments and a disagreement.
Crazy. There's people that have arguments
I've let you speak and spell your crap.
No, but he is right. No, there are people who have arguments every day of the week.
There is having arguments. There's having disagreements. There's having heated rows where your voice is raised or whatever. But then there's actively calling each other cunts and shouting at each other in front of the 6-year-old.
Yeah, but like, as that man came on there and said a while ago,
can we please stop?
When he,
you know what,
when he went to Tulsa, they made his life a miserable living hell.
I can't hear all of you shouting, for God's sake. What did you just say there?
You were normalising it.
I am not normalising anything.
You're normalising it.
No, I'm not. All I said was it's not illegal to shout.
But
as I'm doing right now.
Cunt.
Am I breaking the law shouting at you?
But if you start calling me a cunt being serious, you'd know about it.
Why? What would you do? Call the guards?
I wouldn't call the guards, but I wouldn't let somebody call me a cunt and shout at me like that. The point is that to do it in front of a 6-year-old the way that they are doing it, and to have a child whose childhood is very short.
I am not arguing any of that, and I'm certainly not normalising it.
Well, it sounds like you're normalising it.
All I'm arguing is we have no proof of anything other than shouting.
Read out that message.
Okay.
Let
me read out the message. Okay, here we go.
And tell me there's not something sinister and menacing going on in that house.
Have a listen to this message. I live in that estate in Bray, and I know the family you are talking about. Now, I don't know how you can possibly know, because so little detail has been given out and there are so many estates in Bray.
No, they said the estate. They know.
My heart breaks for those children in that house of horrors. I always hear the poor mother crying and the kids crying. The doors being slammed and screaming and shouting, things being smashed. It does leave me feeling physically sick. One evening a few weeks ago, all the kids were out playing out the front, and sorry, she actually names this man, which I'm not going to read out. The dad came out and was calling his kids in, and their younger child, who was only about three, was throwing a bit of a tantrum, and he went up and picked him up and says to him, "Come with me, you stupid little bollocks, or I'll boot you in the effing hole." Another time I was giving the kids on the road some ice pops, and when I offered one to the the older one, who is only about eight, she said, "If I eat one before dinner, my dad will batter me black and blue." Now, what does that tell you?
It's very sad.
No, that is very sad.
That's very sad.
That is very sad.
That's horrendous. To think that someone would speak, a grown adult who's supposed to be, you know, their role is supposed to be to protect their child, to look after their welfare physically and mentally. And that's what's happened. And I think that is beyond horrendous. And I think that's a pretty, that to me gives a pretty good indication.
Now, Martin, you have to accept that that's fairly horrendous now.
I understand, yeah, that's what I do. But I really, do you know what, I blame the mother then. Because the mother should be down at the guard station saying, "Hold on, I'm in an abusive relationship. Them kids are whipped out of there. She's whipped out of there and she's put somewhere safe." Simple. She's in charge of them kids. She's their protector.
No, no, do you
yes,
know?
Katie, have you yes, Katie, yes. You are your women? Child's protector, Katie, not the next door neighbour. You yourself.
Okay, take a breath. Take a breath.
No.
Yes, Katie, take a breath.
You're winding me up now.
No, I don't care if I'm winding you up. You're winding me up. Take a breath. It's not that simple. There are women living in fear of their lives. Look at the amount of stories over the last year of women in Ireland who have been murdered. By who? By who? Who is most
by
likely
to...
No, no, yeah. Martin, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you right there. It's not as simple as a woman getting up and leaving. For all you know, he could have control of the finances. He could have her. He could be threatening her. Okay, there's nothing to suggest that, Adrian, but we don't know that she doesn't leave because she's not terrified of her life.
No,
Martin,
we absolutely,
you're a fucking...
We don't, obviously we don't know any of that.
It's as easy to get up and walk out.
But
you
we
don't
also
know.
Don't know that
I'm
there's anything going on in this house other than shouting.
I am sick of men victim blaming. I am sick of men, not all men, I understand, but I'm sick of men making it out that it's easy for women to get up and leave in situations like this. I'm sick of men saying, telling women how they should feel. Look at the stories of all the women in Ireland
you
over
walk
the past
out
year
the door,
who
mate.
Been murdered by their partners.
You
shame
walk out
you.
The door, mate. Walk out the door and they put you in a safe place.
I'm sorry, I need to
they put you in a safe place.
Hang on, let me bring in. Let me bring in Jeanette. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jeanette?
Hey, lads, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jeanette. What did you want to say on this?
I'm absolutely raging listening to you. I swear to God, I am absolutely raging. First of all, Adrian, for you to be saying it's just shouting, you know God damn well that there is a difference between shouting. We've all shouted. We have all shouted. I rarely raise my voice, and even I've shouted in my own home. There is a difference between two adults having an argument and getting raised voices every now and again to screaming and shouting and cursing and abusing one another. And you know exactly that that's what's going on here. You're brushing it off that it's just shouting. It's not.
No. I'm not brushing anything off. What I said was, at this moment, we have no proof that there is anything more.
That's not up to us. That is not up to us. That is up for the guards and Tusla to figure out. You don't ring Tusla with explicit evidence. That's not how that works. You ring Tusla because you have a concern, or you ring the guards because you have a concern. And they are the ones that are trained to go and figure it out. Tusla will not just rip children out of a home for no reason. That is such a misconception. And that is coming from somebody who was strung out on heroin, who was in a really violent, a horrifically violent relationship when I was pregnant with my first.
She's sorry to hear that.
And I am telling you now, Tusla, do not remove their children, because if they did, they would have taken mine.
Of Martin saying, because this is really, in all the years I'm doing this podcast with the lads, I've never been so annoyed by any statement than I am today with this fucking agent on the other line.
I can't believe this.
This line of, it's her fault, she should get up and leave. There are women out there who aren't allowed to have phones. There are women out there who aren't allowed to have their own money.
Well, that's what happened to me. He has no idea of how bad it is. I ended up being admitted into the rotunda to try and keep me safe. And I was there as an anonymous patient, and he tracked me down to the rotunda. He robbed my house keys. He took over my home. I ended up having to stay there for two extra nights over the weekend
until the courts reopened on the Monday so I could get my own home back. And then I actually got too involved because I was at my wit's end with this, and they helped me get to Canada in order to get away from them.
Jesus,
so I could give
Christ,
birth to my first child.
And how, and like, how are you now?
I'm fine now.
And what about him? I'm assuming he has nothing to do.
He got a suspended 3-year sentence.
Do you have a restraining order?
A safety order, yeah. We have.
You're safe. He's not.
Oh,
on the
yeah,
way out at the
yeah.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask you
and
then, Jeanette. Okay. Let me ask you. This lady in Bray, who's the one who brought us this story, what do you think this lady should do? It's been suggested that
she needs the next time that it kicks off, she needs to ring the guards. The guards will not tell the family who rang. They will just say that they got a noise complaint. The guards then, as mandatory reporters, will have to inform TUSLA that they went to a call out, and TUSLA will come out and they will interview the children and they will ask what's going on. And children are not good liars. They are not good liars. And TUSLA will be able to figure it out. And let me put this very clear. Removing children from the home is a genuine last resort for TUSLA. I am not in any way defending them. I think they are completely inept. There are too many children missing for my liking, and I actually know what's happening to some of the children for sure anyway. But they will offer them, they will literally sit the mother down and they will say, we need you to leave, or X, Y, and Z is going to happen.
Okay, so she should...
They will offer them parenting courses.
So sorry, this lady, and again, I have to just stress this point, okay? This is very important. Despite that other message that I got a while ago, this woman has only ever heard them shouting at each other. That's all. She's no
That's
proof
still,
of anything other than that.
Yeah, Adrian, unfortunately, like, I know a mother right now who has lost her children due to years and years of domestic violence. The man in the relationship, the father in the relationship, has never hurt the children, but children witnessing that is abuse, okay? And they are the children that grow up to either be abused themselves or they become abusers. And that's just fact. You can look that up. That's how it works.
I'm aware of that. Okay, so you believe that this lady should just call the guards and express her concern?
Call the guards because if she rings TUSLA, TUSLA will have to tell her who reported.
Okay, because you just said she should call the next time it kicks off. She has never really heard anything kicking off other than hearing them shouting. That's all
but
she's ever heard.
That's enough. That's a noise complaint. You're worried about your children. Because it's not just, oh my God, how are we going to pay our bills? It's like, you know, two adults having a heated conversation.
Okay, so the guards arrive at the door as they regularly do and get greeted with, oh no, there's nothing going on here. Oh, no,
it's child neglect. What's going on? What that child is going through is child neglect.
Regardless of what happens, Adrian, like any time I've had to report a breach of any orders, which have happened over the years, and they were very mild. If the children were present, the guards had to pass that on to TUSLA. So I would just get a letter saying, like, look, the guards had to send on a report. You did the right thing. We're closing the case. We don't need to look into it. But when TUSLA get a report in this instance, it's going to say we were called out because there was allegations of verbal and emotional abuse going on, and screaming, shouting. There are children in the home. We have to make a mandatory report. TUSLA will want to come out and look at that.
We have a woman on the line, on the other line here now, who's just Lola, and she texts.
Hi, guys, how are you?
So you texted in saying,
"Yeah, I did. Text
I just
in.
Wouldn't let my child associate. I wouldn't knock a report. I just disassociate.
I would disassociate first.
So you turn a blind eye."
Turns out I.
Yep.
I thought that there was something going on. I agree with Katie, you know, like, and I agree in both sides. Also, I agree with TUSLA. I have been in that situation myself years ago. Arguments happen in houses, okay? They do. Shouting happens. You know, if I thought, I don't think it's right for kids to be brought up with that type of language by any means at all. I had an incident many, many years ago, and it's one thing that I don't like to talk about, but I did have an incident. I was in a bad place about 10 years ago, and I went into an ambulance, and my daughter was coming home from her dad's house, and she was seen. Do you know what I mean? So the guards had to come and I had to go to the Amazon. TUSA got involved. TUSA are actually a really good organisation. My case is dropped completely, 100%. It was a once-off incident and I'm ashamed of what happened. But TUSA isn't the worst. They will try and help people. And I think for parents who are in need, I didn't have to get involved with them because they knew I was fine. But also, you know, TUSA, people have this fear word by TUSA. But there actually, some people maybe need those services if they have kids and they're not able to manage them and they need support. It's actually, they will try and keep you and they will help you. Also, in regards to reporting stuff like that, I would just disassociate. I live in a place as well, quite near where you're talking about, you know, and I see stuff, just disassociate with those people. I wouldn't let my child out to play.
Okay, well, and by the sounds of it, you wouldn't call the guards or TUSA?
To be honest with you, if I saw something that was violent, I would, but I do it anonymously, and I don't agree with the last person who talked. The guards are not going to give you the person who reports your name. Absolutely not. There's no way they're going to do that. The guards need, it's an anonymous guard, it's a phone call anyone can use. So I would just do it that way.
Okay, so you, in this situation with the exact story that we've been told, you would mind your own business, basically.
I would mind my own business. If I saw violence, I wouldn't let my child play with the other children, put it that way. And if I saw anything violent in the house, I would do the Carda confidential line and use that.
You'd bury your head in the sand. That's what you do. Let's call it what it is. You'd bury your head in the sand and look the other way.
Why would I put myself in a situation where I could be attacked then afterwards?
But you just said a minute ago that the police don't, or the guards don't actually say the name. So how would you be
they
attacked?
They don't say the name, They will go and investigate themselves. I'm not a guard.
Be attacked. Do it anonymously. Why bury your head in the sand? You're a woman.
Well, because I'm
a woman. You're a woman. And you'd ignore.
I will protect my own family. And that's it. I'm a woman and I'm a warrior. And I would literally.
You're not a warrior. You're a coward. You're not a warrior. You're afraid to save another woman for your own skin. You're not a warrior. You're the furthest thing from a warrior. You're a coward.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that she has said she would not get directly involved. She would keep her distance, basically, and disassociate and not let her child hang around with that other child anymore.
Disassociate. Is that what they're calling it? And then she has the balls, or the neck, sorry, not even the balls, the neck, the brass neck to say she's a warrior. I think she's a coward. I think shame on you if you do that. You don't, you can do...
Okay, Leanne,
I don't start fights.
No.
Okay.
You don't finish them either.
Garda Anonymous line is for these reasons. That's why it's been set.
Okay, so you would not get involved. It's as simple as that. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in Trevor on this.
How are you, agents? Coming in on the end of this topic. Can't wait to listen to it later on Spotify. But just to say this, as someone who's seen a woman being abused, tried to intervene and she ended up stabbing me in the shoulder with a stiletto. So it was screaming at me, don't hit me, fella, don't hit me, fella. I'll never intervene again and I will never open my mouth again because just can't struggle for me and a hospital bill for me. Well, they two fucking just went, started hugging each other when they fucking got up. Nah, fuck that. Don't intervene. If the woman's not prepared to report them, sorry, ain't my problem. Can't wait to listen back, Les. Trevor.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much indeed. Saying pretty much what was said earlier on, another coward in your opinion.
I know, it feels bad when a man says it, but if it hits differently when a woman says she'd ignore it, because I'm all for, you know, I think women should, you know, back up other women. And then, like I said, to hear Lola refer to herself as a warrior, I'd say she's a fucking Aegis. To bury your head in the sand.
No problem. I like to keep the peace.
No,
peaceful
you don't.
Is better.
You don't like to
so
keep the peace.
So, what about
though?
If you're in a state and then you start a war between everyone? Is it not better off that the guards or the services deal with it?
But how can the services know about it if warriors like yourself are too afraid to say it?
No, but you go to the Garda confidential line, or you go straight to TUSA.
But you said you wouldn't go to a Garda confidential line.
No, I did. That's what I did say. I said you ring the Garda confidential line.
But you said you wouldn't. You said you'd ignore it.
No, I said I would. That's what I said. I would do. That's why.
But she doesn't want to be directly involved in any way.
Exactly.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Stay there for a moment. Let me go to... Well, let me read a message that came in to us a minute ago. And we were hoping to talk to this lady, but unfortunately... She can't now. But anyway, she said, as a woman who's been in this situation and left because I didn't want my kids to turn out like this, it wasn't easy to leave. The emotional manipulation from these men is hard to get past. The neighbours rang the police and my husband blamed them. So did all his family. Called them nosy, interfering, you know what's. For me, it was a blessing, as having social services and the police called for my children's welfare was so embarrassing and made me feel ashamed as a mother. That's when I checked out of my marriage in my head, and 2 months later, I got the balls to speak to my family and leave. So basically, what that lady is saying is, even though she didn't like it at the time, it was the catalyst that made her do something about her toxic marriage. One final call, and that's you, Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. I'm fuming listening to you today. I'm fuming listening to that gobshite of a woman there as well. How dare she call herself a warrior? Would you cop on to yourself? You're an absolute waste of space towards every woman around. And as for Martin, oh my God. Adrian, you prepare a duty not to let that gobshite on the show anymore, because he shouldn't be allowed to be calling women bitches or cunts. He certainly won't call me if I ever seen him at any time. I'm just ashamed to be listening to people today on this.
Okay. Lola, let me throw that back to you. This woman is ashamed listening to people like you and Martin, who would basically protect yourselves and not get involved.
Yeah, see, and that's obviously fair enough. I would absolutely 100% protect my family from any offence. So if you've got a violent person, I certainly do not want to be involved. I certainly do not want my house or my children to be attacked or my family. 100%, I would go straight directly. I think that woman, if she's been abused, get out. So she has to make her own decision. And you can call the guards. She can get a social worker in there, save domestic violence. But this is the problem. She might need him. And I don't know, or else vice versa, or the kids. But no, to be honest with you, I absolutely would not get involved. The Garda are there for a reason. The Garda confidential line. You call to them, so I would knock. And a war. Why would you want to start a war against...
If I knocked on my neighbour's door...
If I knocked on my neighbour's door...
You're absolute coward,
okay, well, damn right I'm a coward, if that's what it means.
I'm telling you now, whatever your name is, you are a coward. An absolute coward. There's children involved.
No, there's children involved. Well, then you go
and there's a woman.
Why don't you do it yourself? Yes, go and do it yourself. But I certainly wouldn't be knocking.
You don't know anything about abuse. You think this woman has any chance of going to the police station on her own and explaining what's happening? You ring the guards. That's what women should be doing, supporting each other.
You call them and you get them to go to her. There's signs that you
and
can
you
do.
And you obviously haven't been in a situation where you're abused like that, so you've no idea what you're talking about.
What you can do is you can write it on your hand saying, help me, okay?
And then call yourself a warrior. Are you bloody mad calling yourself a warrior?
Okay, well, I think you need to look yourself in the mirror.
Okay, Samantha, let me ask you then.
I'm fuming.
I know I can hear that. your advice to the lady who contacted us in the first place about what was said to her six-year-old child, what should this lady do?
This lady should go to the guards straight away and tell the guards what's happened. They'll involve all the necessary people that need to be involved in this. I want to start off by saying, I understand people saying to their kids about the body parts, this is your vagina, this is your penis, all for child abuse and everything else that's going on in the world. But for a six-year-old to say pussy, Adrian, no six-year-old knows that word as a pussy, only as a pussy cat. Like Katie said earlier, not a six-year-old, unless there's some sort of abuse going on inside a house that nobody knows about or everybody is trying to ignore.
Okay, so I want you to imagine this scenario. This lady who's been in touch with us gets in touch with the guards, tells the guards what she has witnessed and what has happened, and the guards arrive and knock on that door. The chances are very, very high that family, be it the husband or the wife who answers the front door, will say, no, nothing going on here. Absolutely nothing to see here. Then what?
And the guards, the special guards, I tell you, Adrian, what will happen, the special guards trained for this sort of thing, and they will know exactly. They will question the children as well, and they'll know exactly by the way the children talk,
what's going on.
And then there might be support for him.
According to Lola, the warrior princess who runs away from trouble, you're better off disassociating.
Oh, well, you know what, Katie? We can all fucking bury our heads in the sand and it won't help anybody.
Yep.
You know, there'll be plenty of youth children out there then. Let's all go out to Sandy Mount now and bury our heads in the sand.
Lola wants to keep the peace, but Lola will happily...
There's no peace in that poor child's house.
No.
That child's not coming out with that word for no reason.
Do you know what the hand signal is? Have you ever heard of the hand signal? You don't want to hear about it. It's a very common thing when someone's in trouble. The hand signal is, you write, help me. You put it on your hand. And if a woman or a child is in domestic abuse, you go outside and you show someone it. And the hand signal is and they can say, help me.
You should educate your children to know that, Lola, you're putting the onus on the mother of these children.
You're putting the onus. You are literally victim blaming.
Look, the thing about it is, the only thing that can happen is, like you said, they can bang on the door of the guards. So that everything's going to look perfect. The only way that it can, if they speak. Okay, those children are going to be probably told not to say a word. That's the realistic side of things, unfortunately.
As I always say, when it comes to abuse, whether it's animals or people or anything like it, doing something is better than doing nothing. Even if they try to cover it up, at least you tried to do something, at least you tried to help.
I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Neil.
Okay, totally agree with you. Nobody knows what the situation is regards of financial. They may have to stay there regards of financial, regards of anything else. Nobody knows what the situation is. You can't just get up and walk. Something else is going on that they can't do it, unfortunately. I understand you. Cheers, Katie.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. And one final message from Liam says, the phrase keep the peace is absolutely vile. Does it give you peace knowing another child is doing it while sitting on your effing hole doing nothing to help? In other words, the child is also trying to...
Doing something is better than doing nothing. Always. Always.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can share it onto your own social media and let others know that Opinions Matter with Adrian, Jeremy and Katie is a daily podcast from Ireland with a difference. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.